this lawsuit has been pending for 10 years. And quite frankly, justice is overdue.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Overdue.
That was New York City Councilman Robert Jackson, who's running for Manhattan Borough President this year. Joining him was New York City Councilman Charles Barron on the steps of City Hall today over a vote on a resolution which asks the city to settle in the Central Park 5 jogger case. Barron calls on Mayor Bloomberg to do the right thing.
We say justice for the Central Park 5.
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 It's time for them to get paid.
It's time for them to get paid.
This resolution right here that will be calling on the mayor to do the right thing and settle this out of court. We have 26 members of the city council that signed on to this resolution that'll be going forth today. And this is a great day for us in that it's the beginning of us putting pressure on the mayor to settle this out of court. These young men lost the best years of their lives, the best years of their lives. They'll never be able to get back. There's no amount of money that they can ever receive from this city to compensate for those years that they lost. And we think this ugly chapter in New York City history, we should bring some closure to it.
The resolution introduced by Barron has the support of 27 council members, but 40 have to vote to pass a bill or resolution. Before the vote, they presented a proclamation to Raymond Santana, one of the Central Park Five, who they said represented a symbol of courage and determination to receive justice. And he was recognized for his work as an advocate for education, particularly for teenagers. Santana responded to being given the proclamation.
It's such an honor for me to be here today. I would never have thought that I would be receiving a proclamation. But I'm grateful. And I'm grateful and I'm grateful that the truth finally came out and we were able to, just try to regain some type of humanity, some type of dignity back, you know, from what happened to us throughout these years.
At Question Time, attorney for the Central Park 5, Roger Wareham, explained to reporters what the status of the case is.
The status is that we are in the process of ending discovery and depositions. The judge has set an order giving deadlines so that all of the discovery will be finished within by the beginning of June and the depositions probably, hopefully, by this summer. And then we'll go to trial. That's, you know, we're working out the deposition schedule now.
And I think I heard you say the city was stalling this case. What does the city get by stalling?
I don't know why it's taken the city so long. I suspect that there are a lot of questions that get raised around the investigation that was conducted and things that were not done properly in terms of the arrest of Reyes, the actual perpetrator, who was arrested only 4 months after the Central Park Five, who had committed a string of rapes and a murder, whose MO matched that of what happened to Patricia Mealy, who was interrogated by a detective, Mike Sheehan, who also was one of the lead detectives in the interrogation of the Central Park Five, and the fact that no one ever put together when the DNA came back not matching that, well, maybe we should check his DNA against that. It raises questions, so it may be that they don't want those questions raised.
And the resolution that would call on the city to settle the Central Park jogger case out of court did pass today. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.